Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today's word of wisdom. Today is the 12th of the month. And the 12th of the month is, we always look at that proverb for chapter 12. And today's proverb is Proverbs 12. And chapter 12 reads, "He who works his land."
Mm-hmm.
He who works his land, we got to get this. He who works his land will have abundant food. Think about it. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. I mean, think about that. Mm. He who works his land will have abundant food. It's Proverbs 12:11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. This is the most fantasy chasing culture.
No, that's right.
You know, the American culture now. I don't know. We'll just speak for America. You know, fantasy is defined as an imagination, especially when extravagant and unrestrained. The form of mental images, especially wondrous, strange fantasies, mental hallucinations, you know. And you know, the music, the media, everything's about, you know, chasing the fantasy of the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. People, you see what they said. They don't care. They'll just do anything to chase this fantasy for 5 minutes of fame. You know, and there's something driven inside of so many people that are chasing this fantasy. But the problem with the end of a fantasy, a hallucination, you know, if you're in this dry desert, you know, and you've been going for a long time and you're wanting to see some water, and all of a sudden you see a hallucination of this lake, and you're looking at this lake in front of you, and it seems several miles out, and so you're walking trying to get to it, you're thirsty, and you're focused on this lake of water. But when you get to where you thought the water was, you find out that it was a fantasy. It was a hallucination. You're still in the desert,
right?
A facade.
You know, yeah, a facade or a facade, a friend of ours, facade. And so that at the end of every fantasy is not a pot of gold at the end of this thing. The end of it is more of where you, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's a hallucination. It's a fantasy. You know, the god Dagon, the false god Dagon that was worshipped, they said that it moved through fantasy. And Dagon was the god that they had in the temple that, you know, all this crazy stuff happened to it. And that's the false gods of the pagans. And so he says, but those who works his land will have abundant food. There is something missing in today's culture about hard work. And it's like, it's just something that's like, I just want it to happen. Well, the only thing that just happens is death and taxes, you know, you know what I'm saying? Life, death and taxes, you know, I mean, it just happens, you know, and what happens in between those times is what you're going to choose to do with that. You know, James calls it a vapor. He tells us, listen, even though it seems difficult for you when you're working hard, if you're trusting God when you're working hard and not trusting your hard work, but trusting God in the midst of your hard work, and you know if you're doing that, if you're actually honoring God with your increase, but he who works his land will have abundant food. You can have confidence in knowing that your provision. Now, fantasy is like, well, I know I'm going to have food, you know, that, you know, presidents used to get in office by promising a chicken in every pot. And today people say, well, is that going to be like barbecue chicken? Or is it going to be hot wings? Is it going to be, you know.
You got sauce with that.
Fried chicken.
You got sauce in. It's going to be fried chicken. Is it going to be, oh, no, baked chicken because I'm concerned about my weight. And there's different kind of things. And it's like people were just grateful to have a chicken in a pot.
That's right.
And today there's a fantasy that says, you know, you should have your choice of every form of chicken, every form of pizza, every form of whatever, you know, and that's just a fantasy because you're going to have to do the groundwork to have what the past generations have had. If you don't do what the past generations did, which is honor God and work hard, you know, and you got to look at a story on the VFN Torch about buying the image of hard work. It's one of our biggest hit stories because they're digging jeans out of wells and out of mines that people wore, you know, 100 years ago, you know, 150 years, maybe 80 years ago, 100 years ago. And they're studying the bends and the creases in them to see, you know, I guess this little crease at the back of his knee means he must have bent down, you know, and this rubbed area on the inside of his knee area must have been where he was riding his horse. And then they take a brand new pair of jeans and they take briar brushes and they scratch them up to make them look like these pair of jeans. And somebody paid $100,000+ for the pair of old denim jeans they found out there in this old mine.
Wow.
It's like, why not put on a new pair of jeans and go to work? And sell your jeans for $150,000. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Put on your jeans, work hard, and when you take them off, don't wash them. Just go give them to somebody, and they may pay you. They're paying $400 or $500 for those things.
Wow.
Think about it. This is a great job opportunity. You know, go buy a $20-$30 pair of jeans and go get a job. You know, get a rough job so that you get abrasion on your jeans. And, you know, maybe carrying bricks, you know, having to get on your knees and do some bricklaying or get on your knees and do some shingles on top of roofs. And, I mean, be merciless with your jeans. Installing carpet. That's kind of, you know, soft. You got something that's got to bump the jean, you know, and you got to, you know, I don't know, have your coworkers drag you around the parking lot. I don't know. But when you finish, you know, you're going to get paid an hourly wage for that. But also take your pants off and sell them to somebody for $400 and go buy another $20 pair of jeans. You think about it. Buy another $20 pair of jeans and go to work tomorrow and do the same thing.
That's an enterprise. Look at that.
What he's saying is, he's saying, listen, if we will work, he says, he who works his land, and that means work at your job. Mm-hmm. You know, Ephesians 6 says, you know, submit to your boss and work hard as if unto the Lord. Not when your boss is looking at you. Just do your job. Mm-hmm. Do your job. Work hard. And you're going to be taken care of. And while you're in this culture, just wear jeans. Mm-hmm. Wear jeans. And don't wash them or nothing. Just take them and sell them to the person who's not working hard so they can buy them and put them on to convince people that they do work hard. Isn't that crazy?
That's like crazy. Fantasy.
You think
fantasy.
I believe that? Listen, you got a $400 pair of, you know, cut up jeans that you imitate. Like, why not just work hard?
Yeah.
Why not just work hard? Isn't that crazy? That is so crazy. He said, yeah, I just wanted to be able to do this, to be able to help out people in third world nations. Listen, just, you know, put on a pair of regular jeans, work hard, and send somebody that $400 that you were going to pay for those jeans.
Imagine
send
right.
that to the third world nation, and they can buy food for an entire year for that family. Ah, it's just something else.
You know, just like last week, we talked about consider the ants. We had fun with that. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard.
Yeah.
Sluggard.
I was listening to that yesterday, Pat, and I was just rolling in the car all
funny.
By myself. I was just rolling.
People don't think we laugh at ourselves. We were laughing all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you sluggard, consider the ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, no ruler, yet it stores up provisions in its summers. And you think about it, it's like, man, look at the ant. I mean, the ant doesn't even have a boss. It doesn't have a supervisor. And yet the ant is all about, you know, get her done, man. Get the job done. And that's so good. But the sluggard, and we had to look it up. I mean, we had even no idea what a sluggard was. It's a person who's inactive, a person that could be lazy and non-moving, idle.
Oh, my goodness. You think there's any sluggards in...
Oh,
in the world
goodness.
Today.
Yeah, right. Spinning you know, idling, a whole lot of gas running, but not going, no movement, no going nowhere, you know. But it's just like a little sleep, a little slumber, and a folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief.
Right.
And scarcity, like an armed man.
Scarcity? Like scarcity and
Hutch. He had a defragging moment.
I gotta watch out, you guys. I have to see. This is.
He had a defragging moment in his head. You remember that?
Did you hear it?
Look, you know.
Scarcity.
Well, you know, I do want to say, you know, as we're coming to the end of the extra hour today, that I'm hoping, you know, by God's grace, that I can be up there with you guys, you know, soon. And I'm so ready. I can't wait to see Eddie because he's been doing this insanity. I'm sure he's down to like 2 pounds or something.
He's got to be like a zero waist. Wait till you see him.
And you know he's working it hard. You know, at our gathering where he was dancing and doing the, wasn't that funny? The guy, what was the guy's name?
Oh my gosh. Lecrae.
He did Lecrae. But I'm talking about the other guy he was imitating. I can't forget this.
Oh, he wasn't imitating
Moses?
Him.
He wasn't? Oh, he was doing his own thing.
That was his own thing.
Oh, that was good. That was good. You know, Jeremy Lin, Lecrae, is one of his favorite artists he listens to before he goes and plays with the Houston Rockets, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.